This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you believe we're this deep into the NFL season? We got to make every second count. With DraftKings Sportsbook, you can make the most out of every game day. Bet on your favorite teams for a shot at winning big bucks. New customers can score $150 instantly in bonus bets for betting $5 on any matchup. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the app now and use code RICHARD. New customers can score $150 instantly in bonus bets for betting just $5 on the NFL. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code RICHARD. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, licensee partner Golden Nugget Lake Charles, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football. Terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The Volume.
You fall for these
Super Bowl championship. That should always be the expectation.
I ain't mad at you. Go ahead.
Welcome back to the Richard Sherman podcast. I got one of the, up and coming. He had to replace an all-pro coming in playing at an all-pro level. Jair Brown, man, I appreciate you joining me.
Man, thanks for having me on, Sherman. It's been a blessing, you know. Appreciate the shout-out, man. Let's go.
Come on now, you step right in your first game. You know, you didn't bat an eyelash at it. Sometimes the moment is too big. Walk me through when you first got your opportunity.
I never believe in you just rise to the occasion. You know, I always believe in you fall back to your trainer. I've been waiting for my shot, you know, since rookie mini camp. And just keeping my head in the books, you know, being patient, working with DB, getting extra hours in with the coaches, and just waiting on my shot on a great defense, man. And unfortunately, you know, Hufanga got hurt, you know, prayers to him. But, you know, my name was called, you know, I was ready to go out there and show the coaches what I had. And I get out there, man, moment's not too big for me. I done played in big games coming from Penn State, you know, played in front of 107,000 people.
Talk about it.
Just wanted to let my game show, you know. No fear, you know, all gas, no brakes.
Hey, it looked like that. And it looked like that when you're coming out of the middle of the field, when you're in the hook, when you're getting picks. You got drafted in the third round. You know, I'm sure everybody feels like they got slighted and wanted to go a little higher. Talk me through your draft process.
I was one of those guys, man. I felt like I should have been drafted a lot higher. Just on what I put on tape, you know, the way my interviews went with the coaches, I felt like I got shorted in the draft. But, you know, all that is behind me now. You know, I'm on arguably the best team in the league. And I just want to, you know, be appreciative of that. You know, guys go first early and get drafted to teams they don't want to get drafted to. I got drafted to a team that, you know, I was fortunate enough to be a part of.
No question. I mean, you talk about one of the best teams in the league, but one of the best defenses in the league, one of the best fronts, one of the best secondaries with you. Gip don't get enough credit. Talanoa, Ballin, Charvarius, Demo. And then you talk about all pro Fred and Dre. I mean, you couldn't have been surrounded by much more talent than you are. Tell me about, you know, how it is, because you for the first couple games this season, you got a chance to watch them work and watch them on tape and be in the meetings, and then you got a chance to be out there with them. Tell me how different that is.
Man, these guys are some dogs, man. man, I got a excellent group of guys, man. When your best players, you know, is also your hardest workers, you know, your most detailed guys, you know, this is crazy. You know, watching Fred after every practice in the weight room, Kittle along with him, Nick along with him, and how can you not be a part of that? You know, they're literally laying a blueprint out for you right in front of you every day. With the consistent work that they do behind the scenes. I just want to follow in those guys' footsteps. You know, I believe I have the talent and skill set to be one of the greatest players to play my position. And I have those guys, you know, who are one of the greatest players at their position right in front of me. How can I not follow in their footsteps, man?
Man, I love that answer. And I want to give you a chance to tell your story and your journey, because it wasn't the easiest journey. You know, sometimes people see the end and they're like, it was all sunshine and rainbows, but you didn't have no offers coming out of high school. You went to Lackawanna. Tell me about it.
Yeah, man. Went to Lackawanna. No offers out of high school, like you said. I had one school that was interested in me. That was Montclair. That was Division III school out in New Jersey. You know, no offers. Was an excellent player in high school. Played both sides of the ball. Still no offers. Went to a small school. I think that's what it was. After that, went junior college, Lackawanna Community College. Spent 2 years there. First year, I played corner. I had like 5 interceptions, 40 tackles at corner. Mm-hmm. Next year, went back to safety. Had an All-American season at safety. From there, you know, I was so frustrated on why didn't the schools come recruit me? Why was I falling under the radar? When I was, you know, displaying, you know, the kind of skill sets that I was displaying out there every game. So I was on a type of time where I was going to pick the first school that came and got me. And it was Coach Franklin. You know, he came down to see me, came to one of my games, flew in on a helicopter, made it a real big deal for me. Mm-hmm. And he gave me the offer. And I was like, you know, I'm going there, man. That's where I'm going. You know, the first school to ever fall in love with me, I'm falling in love with that school. Got to Penn State, COVID season, probably one of the worst seasons for everybody all around.
No question.
Wasn't too much going on COVID season. No fans. You know, everybody was dealing with family issues and, you know, things that COVID brought along with it. You know, just kept my head down, you know, kept working, you know, and waited for the season to start back up again in 2021. And I got my first start. You know, led the country with 6 interceptions,
mm-hmm.
safety. I had about 73 tackles, I think, that season as well. Wanted to come back and show more. You know, I could have left out that year. I was projected to go around 3-5 that year. Could have left out that year. Wanted more for myself. Felt like I left something out there. Wanted to show a little bit more versatility on the field. And came back my senior season and did a lot more in the defense with Manny Diaz. You know, I was blitzing off the edge. I was covering in the slot. I was in a post. You know, I just wanted to show a lot of different things I can do on the field. And I believe I did that in that 2022 season and finished the year out strong, man, and got drafted by the Niners and the rest, you know, it's history.
Hey, bro, you dang near had me emotional over here because I'm looking at you and, I see so much of myself in you. The shorter dreads, when my dreads was your length when I first came in. Even the nostrils. We both got these wide nostrils, breathing up all the air. But it's the underdog story, how convicted you are and how hurt you are by the lack of respect, bro. And I tell you, that resonates with me in a way you could not imagine. Because you like, bro, I'm putting it on tape. Like, I'm showing y'all, I'm doing it. I'm doing everything y'all asked me to do, and y'all still don't give me the respect. I did it at college. You know, I did it in high school. Now I'm doing it in college. Now you're doing it in the league. One advice from an old man who don't do nothing. I don't make no decisions. I don't make no call. But let it fuel you. Let it be gas in your tank. I promise you, in the end, in 15 years, when you're done, you're going to appreciate the fuel that it gives you. Because that fire, that frustration, that hurt, it's never going away. It's never. You can be an 8-time All-Pro, and you still going to be like, bro, this is what I told y'all I could have done if y'all would have believed in me. But y'all didn't. So I'm going to keep proving it and keep proving it and step on y'all necks until y'all understand, until it's done. And I can't do it no more.
Every day.
Every single day.
Every day. That's exactly what it is, Sharon, man. Just, you know, like you said, the lack of respect. You know, I put so much into this game. You know, as a player, you know, the countless hours in the gym, you know, the lifting. And all my coaches from college can tell you, I was there, last one there, first one there, you know, just putting in so much work, you know, just for the respect of it. You know, and never felt like I got that, man. And I'm gonna keep pushing for that.
Has there ever been a time you've been injured in an accident? And not only were you in physical pain, but there were stress, headaches, and problems that followed? Do you wish you had hired an attorney? If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Playing corner in the NFL is hard. Submitting an injury claim with Morgan & Morgan is easy. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm with over 100 offices nationwide and more than 800 lawyers. With over $15 billion recovered for over 300,000 clients, Morgan & Morgan has a proven track record of fighting to get you full and fair compensation. Morgan & Morgan has been fighting for the people for over 35 years. Submitting an injury claim with Morgan & Morgan is so easy. If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Their fee is free unless you win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/Sherman or dial pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. That's forthepeople.com/Sherman or pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. This is a paid advertisement.
It's that holiday time of the year again. Looking for something different for that favorite person on your list? Think Game Time. Tickets for sports, concerts, and comedy shows all make a fantastic gift this year, even if it's last minute. The best way to get tickets to any of these games this month is on Game Time, the fastest growing ticket app in the US. Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you peace of mind with your purchase. They let you see the view from your seat before you buy, so you know what to expect when you arrive. Their all-in prices show your total up front, so you always know you're getting a great deal. And it takes no time at all. You can buy tickets in seconds with two taps. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and redeem code Sherman for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code Sherman, that's S-H-E-R-M-A-N, for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard to snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I promise you, you don't always get what you deserve. You get what you work for. And sometimes, like, it don't shake out how you want it to, but it shake out how it's supposed to. It don't shake out. Maybe you could have went first round to the Browns, or you could have went first round to Carolina and felt good and been like, man, I went first round, but it's a bad situation. It's bad defense. You're frustrated every week. But hey, you went top 20, you know, but now you're sitting there, your career can be totally different. You're on a defense where you're going to get to shine. You've been playing. You started 3 games and already got 2 books. And we're going to talk about them in a second, because I need you to walk me through, because both of them look good. You came in, the moment wasn't too big. The first one you got was one of them that, hey, had to have it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the second one was a heck of a play. Demo pushed him high. You came in. You got a great feel. But I promise you, like the team you own, the organization you're on, the habits that you're learning, because sometimes you come in as a young dude with so much expectation in the first round or second round, you got to start. You got no vets in front of you. You got no good vets around you. You learn bad habits. You don't know how to be a pro. Yeah. You got the ultimate pros around you. Now I'm so old in this game. See, all them was babies when I came in. I mean, yeah. Fred, I came in Fred's rookie year. We went to the Super Bowl when Bosa was a rookie, when Greenlaw was a rookie, when, you know, I'm sure that, well, I don't know if they talk about me anymore, but I mean, DB, I've been in the DB room, but now they are mature pros. They know how to approach the game, know how to prepare, they know how to focus, they know how to not get distracted. And when it, you know, I'm not going to knock on wood and jinx anything, but later on down the line, when it gets late in those playoffs, they understand what it takes to get it done. And we had those talks going into the Super Bowl that we went into my years there, where they were so young, you know, young guys, they don't know how to really handle this kind of success. We went to Miami, they did a little more than they probably should have, but I guarantee you the next time around, there are going to be some conversations had in that locker room where it's like, hey, locked in. We got a week, 2 weeks to be remembered for all time. So I would say you're in a perfect spot, you thriving, but tell me about how that first pick felt.
Oh my God, man. That probably my favorite pick, you know, of my career, you know, through all the years playing football, you know, number one, because my mom was in that end zone. Nice. You know, she's been my biggest fan since, you know, I was 6 years old, since I started playing the game of football. And she's been there, you know, with me through those trials and tribulations of, you know, people undermining my talent and not putting the amount of respect, you know, on my name. And she's been there with me through it all. She take it a little harder than I do. You know, I'm more of a, you know, it is what it is, more work to do kind of guy. You know, she it's a personal thing with Mom Dukes, you know. Right, she's right. Like, so don't nobody play with Mom Dukes, baby. and for her to see that, you know, at this level, you know, it beats any accolade, any, you know, accomplishment I ever, you know, accomplished in my life. Just to make my mother proud, you know, and that was one of the things I set out on as a kid, you know, that I wanted to accomplish in my life, was to put that smile on her face. So that was the biggest reason why, you know, and then just to be there for the guys when they needed me, man. I feel like, you know, as a rookie and getting your first start, you know, against a good team, Tampa Bay, and coming in, you know, guys think of rookies, you know, he's young, you know, he's going to mess up, he's going to do this. You know, just to come in ready when your name is called, I think, is one of the most honorable things, you know, you can have as a rookie. And I didn't want to let Fred down. I didn't want to let Nick down. I didn't want to let the DBs down. I didn't want to let nobody in that organization down, you know, when Huff went down and, you know, people started to feel like, you know, who's next and feel like the stuff is going to change, you know, so. Just to come in and make that play was a great film.
It was a fantastic play. It was a huge play in the ball game. Really kind of sealed it up for you guys. But the greatest compliment I think I could give you is that you don't notice you out there. And you don't notice you a rookie. You don't notice you in the best possible way. When you lose an all-pro player at any position, at any level of any defense, offense, anything, you notice it. You notice it. Like, you lose an all-pro tackle, the next dude coming in ain't going to be an all-pro. You lose an all-pro corner, the next dude ain't going to be on the same level. You have come in and played at a very high level. I mean, arguably equal to what Talanoa was doing. And that's no slight to Talanoa because he's been playing at an all-pro level. So talk about your mentality, because your mentality is obviously, I deserve to be here. And I deserve to be in this position. I'm going to prove to you why. But did you feel you played in some big games coming in? Like, you played in that game, and then you got the big Philly game. And I know you felt the energy in the building going into that Philly game. Everybody going to say the right stuff. But you and I both know conversations was different.
Yes, sir. Yes, it was. Oh, man. Just, you know, my mentality always been the same, man. I never want to let guys down, man. You know, when I'm out there, you know, I never want to be that guy, you know, to miss the game-winning tackle, to, you know, miss the game-winning interception. And as you know, as a DB, you know, you might not get targeted all game, but that one time you do, you know, begin to be on the line, you know. And I'm always preparing for those situations, you know. And I believe the way you prepare for those situations is you prepare every, if you take every snap as if they are those situations. So that was a, that's a big, you know, big thing for me, man. That's my mentality going into the game. And when I put that helmet on, man, it's just a different guy under there, man. I play with so much passion, man, because I love the game. And I feel like I just understand the game at a different level. So, you know, one of my favorite players coming up was Cam Chancellor, man. And, you know,
it's my guy.
Cam was, you know, just to watch him, you know, when he put that helmet on, to see the kind of guy he turned into, it kind of it struck something in me and motivated me to, you know, have that kind of mentality.
I mean, I know you love Cam, but you do look more like E out there, the way you be running around. You be flying, boy, throwing your body around. And then you get up talking crazy to everybody. I said, they're going to be thankful they ain't got no mic on that, man.
I need no mic. I don't need no mic. No.
Oh, man. Tell me how cool it is, because DB, you talked about DB earlier, Daniel Bullock, and how great of a coach he is and how great of a mentor. That man prepares like nobody else.
Man, this guy, man, he is a film junkie, man. When I say this guy watched so much film, man, he understands the game at a high level. He's able to coach it to you. He's able to teach it to you. You know, he's able to have you see it the same way he see it. Right. And he cares. He truly cares about the players. He cares about winning. And, you know, the game means everything to him. When you got a coach like that, man, and like you said, he's so detailed. You know, if you need to be at 10 yards, you need to be at 10 yards. If you need to step with that right foot first, you step with the right foot first. And just him holding us accountable to that kind of standard, that kind of detail in the game, it allows us, you know, to go out there and play just, you know, lights out and confident in our game, you know, because we feel like we're prepared, you know, for every situation that can come our way.
No question. I mean, he's one of the best coaches I've been around, and I've been around Chris Richard, who's obviously he's the number one in my books. DB came in, his mentality, his preparation, his work, how he relates to players. Yeah. It's freaking fantastic. And I got a ton of respect for DB and the work he puts in, because that's what it's about. You like, practice is just, you are what you consistently do. You're out there BSing in practice. You're out there making mistakes in practice. You're going to make them in the game. You consistently detailed in practice, on your assignment, in your gap, running through, your teammates trust you, then the machine just keeps rolling. And that's why I know you got the right mentality, and those guys are coaching the right mentality, because you came in there and you fit right in the engine. It's like, hey, we need a new part for the engine. Bang, plug him in. And now we keep going. It didn't turn from a V12 to a V6. It was still a V12 when you got in there. And so talk about the play with DK Metcalf on that corner route, that banana cut, where D'Amador pushed him up. What was going through your mind? Because you looked like you were the middle field safety, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I was a middle field safety. You know, I pride myself in, as a safety, and having that roof over my corners. You know, I want them guys to trust me just as much as I trust them. And I'm sitting in the middle third, you know, just reading the QB. You know, he's looking over at DK, staring a little too long. Get over there, you know, see the ball, see the flight of the ball. And you know, another thing I pride myself in is my ball skills, you know, and I believe, you know, every ball that goes up in the air should be mine. And if I don't get it, I feel some type of way about it. So, you know, that mentality of having that approach, you know, when a ball goes in the air is tremendous. You know, it's a tremendous help, because most guys, when the ball go in the air, they panic. You know, I'm not one of those guys. You know, I have a lot of confidence, you know, in myself and my ability to catch the ball. So when he threw the ball over there to DK, you know, I took a peek over there, ran up under it, seen the flight of the ball, wanted to high point it as much as I can, and secure the catch, man, and get the turnover for the guys.
Yeah, I mean, and you did it. And it looks like you got great ball skills. You got a great judgment of the ball and the flight of the ball. And I feel like you had to learn some things from Tayshaun. I know you were great in college and you got your picks, but he's one of the best middle field safeties in the league, and he doesn't get any credit. Nobody ever give Gip. No credit. That boy balls every week, every day, open field tackling, and you don't hear nobody say nothing about him. So I'm going to say something. Gip is one of the best middle field safeties in the National Football League.
Absolutely, man. And I talk to him about this all the time, man. I say, when I first got in here, man, I told him, I said, I see so much of me in you. You know, and he said it back to me. He was like, man, that's crazy you say that, because I see so much of you and me, you know, just two guys, you know, that feel like, you know, they're not appreciated, you know, the way that they should. And we don't mind being underdogs, you know, because end of the day, you got to go out on that grass and prove it. You know, me and Gip, you know, have a great relationship when it comes to, you know, football and, you know, on the field, off the field things. He has a lot of people don't know is Gip has a knack for the ball, man. He,
no question,
probably one of the best, you know, ball skilled safeties in the NFL. And like you said, it doesn't get recognized enough, man. And I wanted to give him his flowers on here because he definitely deserves that. And he's been a great help to me, you know, just being an older guy for me, man, showing me how to watch film, showing me how to, you know, break down routes, what kind of routes we getting this week, always talking to me about what I see, and instilling that confidence in me to go out there and just be me, man. So he's been a great help to me, man.
Okay, football season is finally here. And here's one thing every fan should know. You can get anything you need for game day delivered with Uber Eats. Well, almost anything. Because no, you can't get your dream running back for your fantasy team delivered with Uber Eats. But flapjacks, baby back ribs, and a cold six pack? Yeah, you can definitely get those. Great pass protection? That's a no. Great pizza selection from your favorite places? Yes. Championship defense? No. Deodorant? Yep. A well-executed fake punt? No. Delicious fresh produce? Yes. Game-clinching turnovers? No. But pastry turnovers? You know, the kind with delicious apple filling? Oh, yeah. Because that's groceries. And get those delivered with Uber Eats, too, along with food from your favorite restaurants and other essentials. And the best part? You can get it all without missing a second of action on your TV. So this football season, stay planted on your couch and get anything, well, almost anything you need for game day by ordering on the Uber Eats app. Uber Eats, the official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. Alcohol in selected markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When Jimmy Ward got hurt and he came into the fold, I think he had 5 or 6 picks. He just brought like a stability to the defense. And I knew once he came in and Talanoa were playing well, Jimmy came back into the fold, I knew they wasn't putting him back in because they just had too good of a chemistry. And he knows he's too smart of a player. He's in good position. He just fits too well with what they want him to do. But talk about Steve Wilks, because y'all had that 3-game skid where, you know, things just weren't going well. You know, I'm a fan of the team, fan of the defense. And I just saw, you know, it was a tough game against Joe. Joe just had answers for, you know, and that's why he gets paid the big bucks. That's why they talk about him the way they do. Because sometimes he get hot and all you can do is put your hands up and hope you weather the storm. But ever since Steve Wilks has come out of the booth and come to the sideline, this defense has been, number one in the league. Scoring, yards, more sacks, more turnovers. Talk about how much different that's been to see that. Obviously, you weren't there for some of the earlier games. But I mean, you are on the field, but you weren't playing necessarily. But tell me how that's been different for this unit.
Man, I remember when Coach Wilks first came down on the sideline, man, and And I told him, I said, Coach, I'm glad you're down here. His presence on the sideline, you know, he's such a great motivator. He's such a great mentor, you know, to all the guys, all the position groups. And he never let us forget, you know, our DNA as a defense. When you constantly got that familiar face right there on the sideline who's constantly talking and constantly, you know, giving his feedback on the game and what's going on, it helps the players, you know. It helps us go out there and play with so much confidence, you know, and it helps us not only go out there and play with confidence, but remember who we are as a defense, which is we one of the most toughest defense in the league as far as, you know, physicality, running to the ball, effort, you know. We pride ourselves in all of that, man. And he has been, you know, a great help on helping us realize that, you know, we win our games when we're playing like that. So his presence on the sideline has been a tremendous help for us, man.
No question. I mean, this defense, I mean, regardless of who been coordinated, has been prideful and great at the things that take no talent, the effort and the attitude and assignment. Those are things that take, I'm sure DB is repeated to you constantly, the things that take no talent. Like, you run to the ball, you hit everything moving. Until it's not moving no more, we hitting it. But you know what had to be an adjustment for you? And I know because Kyle is just an adjustment for everybody. How was it dealing with him in the team meetings when he's sitting there giving you a dissertation on outside zone and how this play worked and how that play worked?
Man, he is a sharp mind, man. Man, I was so amazed by how well he can break down not only just the offensive side of the ball, but the defensive side of the ball. Man, he's one of the sharpest minds I've ever been around, man. And I when I'm in the meetings, I'm sitting up and I'm watching, I'm like, man, like, how does he understand, you know, the defense just as well as he understands the offense? That just shows you what kind of time he puts in the game, man. What kind of film study he does, man. He watched the littlest things on film, stuff that, you know, a lot of people may not see on film, but Cal seen it, you know, and Cal seen everything on film. If you know Cal, you know. Mm-hmm. So just that's one thing, you know, I definitely had to adjust to, you know, just having a head coach, you know, who sees both sides of the ball like that.
No question. And, you know, and Trey, well, you young, so maybe he gave you a little break and didn't bother you like that. But he always got a little something for you in training camp. He always got a little something like, hey, I saw this whole thing. You better be careful.
Yeah. He always sneaked in there. Yeah, he always sneaked in there. He always does. He did that last game.
Right, bro. He got his finger on the pulse of everything.
Yeah, yes, he do.
You definitely, it definitely has to give you confidence just knowing how prepared he is, knowing how brilliant of a mind is. And then we talked about all the weapons on defense. We ain't even started to talk about that offense and Brock Purdy and Debo and BA and Trent and CMC. Talk about this offense and how it feels to know, hey, we get stops and we do what we're supposed to do. We know they're going to do what they're supposed to.
Man, I went against these guys every day in training camp. You know, I went against these guys every day when I was on a scout D card, you know. And these are the best guys at their positions, you know. I'm playing against the best guys, you know. So when I'm competing against George Kittle in practice and one-on-ones and I got to guard Ayuk and I got to guard Debo, you know, I see, you know, the kind of work that they put in throughout the week, you know, every day. And Brock, you know, amazing guy, you know, hell of a football player. These guys, you know, are so tied in together, you know. It's going to be so hard to stop them because there's so many of them, man. And they're just a great, you know, well-engined, you know, offense.
When you first came into the locker room, you know, you look, don't try to be all high and mighty with me. How, like, not starstruck, but how kind of taking it back? Because everybody's super cool in that locker room. But when you're coming in as a rookie and you know you got all these superstars in here, like, what was that experience like?
Oh, my God, man. I think when I seen Nick the first time.
Freaking machine.
Man, I said, sheesh, boy. You look at the, look at the legs on that boy, man. That boy got some calves. Man, he looked crazy, man.
Like he built in a lab.
Man, he like he built in a lab for real. Then you see Fred standing next to Kittle, man. And I'm just like, man, these some dudes in here, man. How can I fit in? You know, how can I, you know, be a part of that elite group. You know, Trent Williams, man, I had a rep against Trent Williams before, and the vet move he pulled on me, you know, I'm just like, man, this is crazy. So I definitely, you know, was starstruck. I'll write them all down too. I definitely was starstruck by how many players we got that's the future Hall of Famers on the team, you know, and how not only how good they are as players, but how great of people they are off the field. You know, they're, like you said, they're some of the coolest dudes, you know, to hang around. So it was definitely an experience.
And that's what I mean by, like, I know it's frustrating being like, man, I wish I would have went higher. But I guarantee, like, your career being affected by these dudes, they all going to come and be here and you learn from them. You will tell stories when you are all pro and Hall of Famer and doing your thing about how much you learned from being around these guys and listening to them and watching them work and working with them and communicating and learning how to communicate with each other, how to play for each other, how to respect one another, how to study the game. It's going to be fun. And Fred already seemed like he got a ton of respect for you. Everybody I talked to got a ton of respect for you in that locker room, at least the old dudes that I deal with. But Fred called you the young vet. What does it mean to hear that coming from a dude like that?
Man, it means everything, man, because that's one of the guys, you know, as a leader of our defense, you know, that's one of the guys I set out to, you know, impress, you know, just to show him, you know, that I belong here, you know, in this field with you. And I got your back just as much as you got my back. That was one of the things, you know, I set out to do early, you know, was to earn the respect of Fred Warner and also, you know, a lot of the other guys on the defense. But, you know, that means a lot to me, man, coming from Fred, you know, a guy who's been in the league, who's a great leader, man, by the way. He the best leader I've been around, you know, and I pride myself on leadership as well. But he's the best leader I've been around, you know, so it means a lot coming from Fred, man.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I want to hear about your welcome to the NFL moment. I know you had to have one during training camp. Somebody had to get you, whether it was Purdy or Kittle then got you on some nonsense, or somebody had to welcome you.
It was Kittle, man. It was Kittle. It was definitely Kittle, man. He's so crafty, man. And his speed, a lot of
it's
people.
It's deceptive.
He can run, man. He can run. So it was definitely Kittle, man. I think he beat me on one of his favorite routes, that little stock wheel route where he acts like he's blocking you, then he just get up.
Take off.
Man, I knew it was coming, but, man, the burst that he has, man, and he took off up that sideline, man. I'm chasing him. I'm like, yo, you faster than what people think, man. Yeah, so it was that. That was my welcome to the NFL moment, man, right there.
And he do all that laughing and smiling. But he mean, he aggressive, and he's strong.
Yeah. Yes, he is, man. Great player.
I would be remiss if we didn't talk about Chase Young and his addition, because he looks like he's brought a different element to that team. He looks like he's come in humble with humility and just tried to fit in as best he can, and he's made a cool impact. Talk about him.
Man, Chase, I had the pleasure of watching Chase coming up in college, man. And they used to call him the Predator back then. And when he first got here, I was like, man, they still call you the Predator, man? He's like, yeah, they still know. I'm like, man, that's what we need right there. We need that guy, that Predator, man. And I think when he first came in and he realized the kind of, you know, determination that this team has, you know, the will of wanting to win, you know. So I think he just fell in love with that, man. He's been a part of some winning organizations coming up in college, man, but I don't think he's ever been a part of something like this, you know, this kind of brotherhood, this kind of bond on the field, you know, as a defense. And he fit right in, man. He's hungry, man. He got Nick with him. He's having a ball out there, man. I think he's playing some of his best football.
No question. And it looks like it. I mean, and he's helping everybody else play their best football. He's taking on chips sometimes. Eric is freeing up, getting more sacks, eating more. Javon Hargrave is sitting there eating more. My boy Kinlaw getting in on the action. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just been cool to watch. And people don't understand there's a selflessness to great defense. There's a selflessness. Everybody's like, man, you got all these superstars. How do you keep them happy? Because everybody just sacrificing for one another. Because a rising tide lifts all ships. Everybody going to eat if everybody out there for each other. If you're out there for yourself, it's going to be hard to eat.
Going to stick out with a sore thumb.
No question. But if you're out there playing for one another, you like whatever it takes for to help the team win, then you're going to shine. And it's cool to watch, man.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely.
Well, if you got, do you got any questions for me? I don't want to take up your whole off day. I know you got things to do.
Oh, man. No questions for you, Sherm. Just, you know, appreciation, man. Thank you. Hell of a player, man. Watched you growing up. You and the Legion of Boom, man. Yeah, it's been a pleasure watching you guys, you know, and what y'all have done for the game of football from a DB perspective, you know, and definitely are great, you know, role models in what you guys do. And I appreciate that.
I appreciate you, man. It's fun to watch you play. I look forward to following the rest of your career. You got my number. Hit me up whenever you need me. Keep balling out. I look forward to you getting everything you deserve.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, Sherm. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Have a great day.
God love.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.